that took place on Wednesday. And for that, you know, I have apologized to my team. I have apologized to Jordan. And, you know, I wanted to take that a step further. You know, with the event yesterday, with the video leaking, there is a huge embarrassment that comes with that. Not only for myself as I was the one that committed the action, the embarrassment that comes for me is what it is, and that's something that I have to deal with. But the embarrassment that Jordan has to deal with, and that this team has to deal with, this organization has to deal with, but also Jordan's family.
Boy, Draymond giving the business out there in practice. That's the talk in the sports world right now. The one of the players from the championship team, Golden State Warriors, Draymond Green, which has a history of altercations. He is not at the Bill Laimbeer level, but they're in the same ballpark, same zip code. I think Bill Laimbeer was the worst by far. I think he initially tried to. Draymond is different because you could tell that he's trying to get in your head and he'll throw cheap shots, but Bill Laimbeer would try to hurt you. Bill Laimbeer would try to, like, he did some nasty stuff. And I think Draymond does it, but not at the level that Draymond Green does it, right? So when I saw the video, and my reaction was like, that was uncalled for. And I'll tell you why. Because as a former basketball player, I've been in those trenches in practice and being there for 3 to 4 hours and practicing with your teammates. And I'm not best friends with them. I actually have my teammate text me out of the blue like 2 weeks later. And I'm not really friends with them. Like, I'm not really with any of my teammates, former teammates. I'm not really, because outside of basketball, we didn't engage and whatever it was, because I was just different that way. I was just like, you know what? I'm not chasing women. I'm here to play basketball. Like, I relate to Kobe a lot in that mentality where I'm like, dude, I'm here to play basketball. I want to play basketball all day, every day. Right. So I feel, being in the basketball world, I remember those practices when you'd be there from fucking 3 to 7 o'clock. And the coach want to keep you there longer, and you were just going at it with people for 6 days a week. Can you imagine that? And most of the fights occurred when there was some sort of a cheap shot, when a player threw an elbow to the face, or you got punched in the balls, you know, someone initiating physical contact, or doing what I just said earlier, the Bill Laimbeer, which is undercutting you or trying to have you land on their feet so you can roll your ankle, right? Or just push you when you're in a defenseless position. I know that's when I go crazy. And I've been in plenty of practices where that's what usually happens, when it's a lot of physicality going on. And in this case in point, the video showed that. The video, if I didn't see the video, I'd be like, okay, that's practice. That's basketball. Because I know that's happened. But because of how it was done, I'm like, no, that's a dude that just was having a bad day and wanted to take it out. I was actually telling this to somebody I was talking to about a story I had growing up, where I was in eighth grade and I was in the summer program in school. And obviously you're living in Bridgeport and you're doing these things. And what would happen was, one day this kid came on the bus and he started punching me. And I couldn't fight back. I couldn't fight back at all. Simply because that guy had juice, as we could say back in the day, meaning that he was connected in the streets. So I know that if I would have retaliated, I probably would have been dead, or something would have happened to me. Like, for 100% sure. So much so that no one else helped me. And so needless to say, he punched me for no reason. He just was having a bad day. Like, his brother died. I didn't know that until the next day when I showed up and my face was half swollen. And he's like, dude, my bad. Even the fact that I showed up the next day with my face swollen, everyone was like, dude, that's crazy. But anyway, but you see what I'm saying? Like, I understand when something is done to you that wasn't initiated. And I saw there was some verbal jousting going on. But again, that happens in practice all the time. Like, I've talked shit to teammates. Teammates have talked shit to me. And that's it. You just yap. You yap it up. But it doesn't get to the point where you're confronting somebody and getting in their personal space. So I think it was Draymond definitely having a bad day. Just like when a cop has a bad day and he pulls somebody over and they try to pull a fast one on them, and so on and so forth. I think that was the scenario here, and it was inexcusable because that was your teammate. I understand if he tried to undercut you, because then he is taken away from your playing time. He's taken away from you being able to be part of the games and part of what you love to do. Then it's on. Like, if someone undercuts me or someone elbows me and punches me in the ball, guess what? That's going to be retaliation. But in that case, it was just a player talking shit to you, maybe telling you you suck or you're overrated or you're not that good or whatever it was. Whatever stuff is set in competitive nature, and Draymond, something triggered him, and he just said, you know what? Okay, I got to do this. And people are trying to bring examples of, oh, that happens all the time, and Jordan did it. And I'm like, I get it. But if you ever see Jordan react, whether it's in a game or the things you hear in practice, it was always because someone elbowed him illegally. Like, it was a cheap shot. Something that was done that is not part of the game. Like, there's certain, you know, in all sports, there's these unwritten rules that we have. We, you know, in baseball has them. Football has them. You know, football for the longest time was, don't go for the knees. Like, if you're going to hit me up high, right? But now with the concussion protocols and things like that, now that mindset has changed. And I again, like I said earlier, I think with basketball, it's a little bit different, because when you're up in the air, when you're off the ball and someone's trying to elbow you in the ribs and or elbow you in the face, you know, I've been elbowed. I've lost teeth from cheap shots. I've gone to the hospital for cheap shots because I had a teammate that elbowed me on purpose in the face and fractured my face. I've had so many fractured face shit going on. Like, I've been in so many fights in my life. I mean, that's why that's why I'm on TRT, because it's like, dude, when they ask you, have you been in fights? I'm like, yeah, I mean, I've been in quite a few. So, but my whole point is that whenever a teammate in the world of sports, when someone deliberately hurts you and someone deliberately tries to just make you feel something physically, that's when the action happens. That's always when the action happens. It's not where I'm telling you your mama sucks, or like with me, they used to call me like an Oreo or a light breed or whatever. I used to make fun of the way I ran, all these different things like they that are said in the spirit of competition, right? So that's where, when I saw that video, I said, dude, there was no grounds for that. There was no grounds for that. Yeah, he pushed you away, but that wasn't a reason to swing. And I know people say, well, if that was a street fight, I'm like, dude, this was not a street fight. These are professionals getting paid millions of dollars. I've been in practices, and I'm not saying that it hasn't happened, but I've been in plenty of basketball environments to know what is going to happen. Okay, like I've done it, I've initiated, and I've not initiated it. Okay, I've been a recipient and an instigator. And what I would do in that case was, okay, you want to talk shit? I got you on the down screen. I'm gonna hammer the shit out of you. I'm going to try to do it as legally in the game as I can to hurt you, to kind of like, I'm not going to punch you, but I'm going to grab my balls and I'm going to set a screen that's going to put you on the floor. And then if you get up and we fight, then it's on. Then I get it. But again, going back to that video interaction and Draymond, I mean, at the end, the Warriors were in a bad spot, because once that video came out, then, you know, that's the thing about it, right? When we hear about examples, and I hate to go to another extreme here, but with domestic abuse, like where people top these stories and these things, and it's one thing to talk about it, but then when you see the video, you're like, oh yeah, that was not good. Like Ray Rice, it was like, oh yeah, that's not good. You're dragging the woman, and that's just not a good look, man. It's just the video, when you're caught in 4K, as the kids would say, it's a bad thing. And we all know, as anybody that's been a former athlete on the high school collegiate level, you know these things happen. You know, and not playing a semi-pro level, like I said, it's like you have respect for each other, right? You compete, you talk shit. And even then, if you don't like the guy, you don't like the guy, right? But you wouldn't do it in a way to physically beat him. Now, if he was fucking your girlfriend, or if he did something scandalous like that, okay, then obviously that's brewing, right? And that's what it looked like to me. Like, the way that interaction was, it felt like Jordan Poole fucked Draymond's green wife and Draymond just found out about it, and it was like Jordan Poole was like, "What are you gonna do about it? I fucked her." You know, and he's like, "Fuck! Oh yeah, you fucked her." Boom. That's that kind of energy I felt from Draymond, and of course, that's how he is. And it's when you have a player like that, I remember Coach K talking about this. He said, and he was talking about this about one of his players, not that dirty player, Grayson Allen. That guy's dirty. I saw that guy. I put that on my Instagram page. That guy is dirty. Minnows from Mars is my Instagram IG. Minnow Mars is my IG. And I put this play where Grayson Allen dragged fucking, I forgot who it was. It was fucking the guy Caruso. He grabbed him on a fast break. Like the guy couldn't, he's a helpless player going up in the air. When you're going up in the air in basketball, you're helpless. Like when you're going up in the air to shoot a layup, when you're going in there, the only way you can protect yourself is if you're trying to kick somebody. My teammate used to do this. Like my teammate, whenever he got in, like I just said about the screen cheap shot, like when someone cheap shot him, he would drop to the basket to that guy. I remember he did it to this guy that hit him cheap, like a cheap shot. Next thing, the next play, he drives. As he's going up for a layup, he sticks his foot out and sticks it in his groin stomach area to that guy. Like, boom. That's the only way you can protect yourself when you're up in the air, if you're extending your hands, if you're extending your feet. But guess what? That's a foul. That's not legal. And the reason why that's legal is because you're going to start, no good, nothing good comes from that. Someone's going to get hurt or you're going to have a fight. Listen, the 80s Pistons, you want to go ahead? And I love watching that shit. Like the 80s Pistons, they're having a blast out there beating people up and fighting illegal screens and ganging up on each other. But that's not basketball. Like basketball is the, especially now in this time, it's fluidity. You're still in the playoffs and in the finals especially, they slow down the play. But man, it's one of those deals that, at the end, man, you gotta, you know, you definitely have to be aware. Sorry, I was just thinking about my daughter because I had her walking right now. I have her walking, but, you know, she's kind of squeezing the juice out of everything. I'm like, yo, okay. And just making sure that she's good because I don't want her being out there dark, you know, because I'm just thinking, okay, this girl's going to go over her friend's house. She's supposed to be walking around the neighborhood, but then she'll go ahead and tell the neighbor that, eh, no, I'll come over and hang out. And that's not what she's supposed to do. So, anywho, going back to that situation, it was really ugly watching that video. And there's no excuse for Draymond. None. Because, and anybody that's defending that, saying that's just basketball, it's not. There's a reason why people fight in sports. Like, if you watch the Jordan highlights, when he was fighting, or anybody's fighting, or even getting the reaction out of LeBron, there's a reason he does, because someone punched him in the balls. I remember Draymond punched him in the balls, like in the finals. He's like, you know, he went up to him like, what the fuck's wrong with you? So that's when I knew it was out of bounds. And anybody that's defending that, they really don't understand. I've seen some guys that play basketball that they're saying that's fine. I'm like, no, it's not. Like, fighting is okay. Like, fighting happens in sports, but it's not happening because of something you're saying to somebody. All right. And that's the part where I'm saying to myself, that's where he stepped over the line. I saw a press conference when he was trying to excuse himself. He was trying to, even his first reaction when they said, what do you think of the video? He was like, man, I think I was bullshit. Whoever leaked it out. But the thing is, the person, there's two theories to this. The person who leaked it out was either the organization, because based on contract situations, you're reaching a point where you may be dispensable based on your age and your lack of production for the money that you're asking for. Or they're just trying to get him in trouble so that he can get his act together. Either way, it's not a good look, or trying to hurt him in the pockets. But you can make an assessment from many ways to see what this looks like. Like, what? Why was it that this person did what he did? And it doesn't make any sense to me. And for anybody that's defending Draymond Green, it's like, I think you need guys like Draymond Green on your team. You do. You can't just have five all-stars. They all want to shoot the ball. You need Draymond Greens. You need guys like that. Those guys are invaluables, and those teammates will tell you the same thing that I'm telling you. It's like that guy playing that role and owning it and being the best in that role. You want guys like that all day, every day on your team. You're going to win championships. He's got four. So, yeah, that's what you do. But the trade-off with that, and this is what I was going to say, and I'll leave with it. It was a Coach K was talking about one of his players. I want to say it was J.J. Redick. And he was saying that with J.J., he had to talk to him about, or I want to say it was J.J. Redick. I'm pretty sure it was. And he was saying that, when players have that fire, when players have that intensity that sometimes gets out of bounds, you have to talk to them and let them know, look, that fire, it's like if you cultivate it right, it can heat a whole house. It can make food for everybody, right? But if that fire gets out of control, it's going to burn the house. It's going to burn the forest. So that's where I think the coaches and the players, and I think this is his last straw. I think this is one that I think he'll come back to the Warriors. I think that he'll be back, but I think he'll be more dispensable when it comes to free agent talks, because the amount of incidents that he's having with these interactions with, and especially with the teammates, I think that's the part that is troublesome. It's like, when you're having Kevin Durant, when you're having Jordan Poole, when you're having, there was another player I remember, like he just goes at his teammates and it's like, dude, you're not the best player on the team. You know, like you're a good player. I don't know if you're a Hall of Famer. I don't think you are, but you are somebody that is definitely NBA level and should be respected. No doubt about it. But you cannot continue this going on. You can't be creating these civil wars. That's what he's doing. And you have to be able to have some sort of control. Again, if it was a cheap shot, if it was something where Draymond got punched in the balls, I got you. If you got undercut, you were going for a layup, and the guy just bent over for you to fall on your face or fall on your elbow on your shoulder, or he grabbed you from the air when you were going, I get it. I get it. Like you, it's on and popping because now you're hurting my livelihood. Now you're trying to put me on the injured list. Now you're trying to have me take a break that I don't want to take. That's happened to me. I've been elbowed in the face. Like I said, I don't want to go into it and compare it because I'm not an NBA player. It never happened. But my point is that you got to understand when to initiate physical contact within team sports. And Draymond has shown consistently that his fire is not under control, not by the organization, not by the coaches. And this is one of those things that I think his time in Golden State definitely will have an expiration date.